This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Melissa Quasney, the author of 3 volumes of poetry, a book of nonfiction essays, and the editor of 2 anthologies of poems. She lives in Jefferson City, Montana.
Quasney examines the idea of the natural world having a consciousness and intentionally responding to human care. She writes,
I have been thinking about consciousness. Who has it and who doesn't? Consciousness. To have a sense of oneself as apart from others. Science has discovered that even plants can distinguish between a self and a non-self, halting their growing roots in contact with the foreign. Carl Sapina, in a recent book called Beyond Words, What Animals Think and Feel, says we share basically the same nervous system, wolf, coyote, even the worm. To grant them consciousness is to wake, not to a dream world, but to a greater reality that requires a different navigation and a far different morality. William Tallbull, a Cheyenne leader in Montana, tells a story of how in 1956, he and a relative visited his uncle, who was already an old man. Right away, they could see he was troubled. After a few days, he disclosed that a message had come to him. He said, "The birds and animals are going to leave." The visitors were, of course, stricken by this news and asked what they could do to change the minds of the birds and the animals. The uncle suggested that they gather food and gifts, which he would take to a sacred site of their people. Tallbull writes, "So if we would have not done these things in 1956, the animals and birds would have gone." He calls this an ecosystem, but does not elaborate. Implicit in this story are beliefs intrinsic to many indigenous worldviews that I have been privileged to encounter here in the West. The idea that the natural world is responsive to human care, and that all actions have consequences for the cohabitants of the earth.
Quasney pairs her reflection with a poem by Theodore Retke, who won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1954.
In this poem, The Waking, Retke considers the conscious learning and deliberate care of natural things around us.
The Waking. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I feel my fate in what I cannot fear. I learn by going where I have to go. We think by feeling. What is there to know? I hear my being dance from ear to ear. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Of those so close beside me, which are you? God bless the ground, I shall walk softly there, and learn by going where I have to go. Light takes the tree, but who can tell us how? The lowly worm climbs up a winding stair. I wake to sleep, and take my waking slow. Great nature has another thing to do to you and me, so take the lively air and, lovely, learn by going where to go. This shaking keeps me steady. I should know. What falls away is always and is near. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I learn by going where I have to go.
A poem by Theodore Retke.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.